Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right. Before the Steelers played the Chargers in their home opener, Bill Cowher ranked the five best defensive players in Steelers history. Troy 1, T.J. Watt 4, Mel Blunt 3, Rod Woodson, Joe Green 1. That was his list of five. I said at some point in PMT Power Rankings, we would give our own top five. So I'm going to just allow for us to go around the room here and not, like, elaborate too much on our rankings. Each put out our five, and then once all of us put out our five, we can debate why we left certain guys off and ranked certain guys too high, too low, etc. Malsi, you want to go first here?
Sure. I will go first. Number five on my list of – am I doing the whole list here?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if we were all doing five, then all doing four. Number five on my list of greatest Steelers defensive players of all time, I'm actually going to put, even though that people might be surprised that I, you know, say that this guy's been a little overrated throughout the years, I will put Jack Lambert number five. You know, still, it still matters that you had a guy making tackles, a guy that was athletic, a guy that could go sideline to sideline. All of that stuff is true about him. I won't belabor the point. I know I say he's a little bit overrated, but that doesn't mean he wasn't great. Number four, Troy Polamalu. I think that for people my age and, you know, probably 15 years younger, people who came of age with those late 90s, early 2000s Steelers, he sort of has the mystique that a guy like Lambert does. He made crazy plays that it felt like nobody else could make. And just he did cool stuff that was extremely memorable in addition to just being a great player. Number three on my list is actually going to be Rod Woodson. And I debated a lot Woodson in number two on the list. There was not a lot of debate internally for number one, but Woodson, I think, easily could have a case for being higher, but I'm going to nudge him aside in favor of somebody, and this is going to shock people, given a Penn State guy love, Jack Ham, who I think, if I wanted to go against one particular criteria, could be number one on this list in many ways, but he's number two to Joe Green, because it still starts and ends for me with a guy who didn't maybe have the counting stats that other players did, who maybe didn't, you know, they didn't have sacks as an official statistic, but they picked him number one overall, and he transformed the franchise, and he was objectively a phenomenal player.
Man, I think one major omission that I
know
will include in mine.
Yeah, of course.
My top five, I have Troy five. I have Troy as the best defensive player from the 05 and 08 Super Bowl winning teams. So I'm going to give a nod to that era of Steelers football by including him on the list. I'm putting T.J. Watt four. I think he has a chance in the next couple of years to get higher on this list. He's led the league in sacks the last three times he stayed healthy and played the entire year. He's won the Defensive Player of the Year award once. He's won the Andrew Filippone Defensive Player of the Year award twice because Myles Garrett did not deserve to win it last year. I have Ham 3 because he's the ultimate technician, the most fundamental Steelers defensive player of all time. I have Jack Lambert 2 because he is the spirit animal that is the Pittsburgh Steelers defense from the 70s and everything he represented. He also won Defensive Player of the Year award, so it's not just all things that are ephemeral and can't be counted and can't be looked
Donnie,
at.
Donnie, do you know
factual.
What ephemeral is?
And then number one, I'm going with Joe Green because he was the beginning of Steelers greatness and was the anchor of that defense. That was amazing in winning four Super Bowls. So Troy, Watt, Ham, Lambert, Green for me. By the way, I will point out to you guys again, Cowher left Ham and Lambert off his list. Both of those guys. A major oversight by him, and we ripped him for it at the time, at least I did. Let's get Donnie's list in here. 5-1, top five defense, Don.
I'm going to go Rod Woodson at number five for me. Number four, I really had issues with 2, 3, and 4, as you could probably tell by the way I just started talking there. One is obvious. I mean, we know who that's going to be. Four, I'm going to have Troy Polamalu there. I really thought about putting him at both of the spots ahead, just maybe biased from me because he was like the player when I was watching football growing up, and I just feel like he is a true one-of-a-kind type guy. TJ Watt for me, number three. Opportunity that there is a real chance that if his, you know, if the Steelers don't end up being a team that gets to the playoffs or shows to be a true contender, he will be one of the greatest players in league history that's never won a playoff game. There's a real opportunity for that.
I think he's already there. I think he's right there with Joe Thomas
number,
in that regard.
Number two, I go Jack Ham. We talk all the time. Yeah, Jack Lambert was like the cool one, and Jack Lambert was the one that was the face of the Steel Curtain defense. And maybe my own father will be upset with me for leaving Lambert off of this list, but Jack Ham, pretty much anyone will say he was the more well-rounded player and the better overall player. He takes number two for me. He was always somebody making a difference, no matter how big or small it was. Joe Green, number one.
You know what we should have done? Maybe we can do this another time. We should have flipped it and said, name the five worst Steelers defensive players.
I can do that right now.
Of all time. Artie Burns,
Anthony
Devin
Smith.
Bush.
Anthony Smith's absolutely on that list. Burns. I have visions of Chad Scott getting beat for touchdowns over and over again.
Oh, that's disrespectful to Chad Scott.
No, I know. He doesn't belong on that list.
Well, I mean, what about guys who like never played, like Golson?
How about Ricardo Coakley?
I don't see why not. I don't see why you couldn't say that.
Is there a defensive lineman, like, does Ziggy Hood make the cut, or was
no,
he, like, too
comp? No, he's just a bad
just average
pick. Donnie, my thing with Senquez Golson is, like,
never
we never actually saw
right.
him suck.
We never
he
saw
just
him
hurt
play.
Too much.
Well, he just literally never played. Man, who is the actual Burns is up there, and Anthony Smith is way up there for me. Holy crap.
What?
About Justin Lane? More modern era.
I just didn't see it again. Like, he was relegated to the bench so much that I never
he was
got
more
a chance
just,
to see him suck.
He was more just an avatar of, why does Mike Tomlin think he can draft moldable corners and turn them into good players? It hasn't ever worked.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of, like, who's a defensive player who, like, really drew people's ire.
Oh, there's plenty of guys that were ire.
Bush is a good one. Well, Bud Dupree was on track to be one until he finally got it together when they drafted Watt.
Yeah, when he stopped DMing me, I think it really took off from there once he stopped obsessing over what people like I was saying about his mediocre career to that point. Would you put... Let's think of some older heads here.
By the way, Watt for me is obviously like number six, and you can make a case for him. But like, they just got it. I know it's not fair to him because it's an individual ranking.
Why make a point to say it?
Because I don't feel bad about any of the five guys ahead of him being ahead of him.
How about Huey Richardson, Malsy, for a guy that sucked ass?
He was terrible. No, we're not going for like Senor Sack because his career ended.
No,
in
I don't count
tragedy.
Him.
So
I do not count him.
Some old heads who...
How about Broderick Jones? Not Broderick Jones. Jarvis Jones.
Dude, he's up there.
He was somebody I was so excited about.
Same.
Do you remember the infamous clip of Colbert and Tomlin talking about that? Where
how about how it was such an easy
Kevin
evaluation?
Just goes, this was like an easy pick. And then Mike just goes with like the biggest, widest grin he could possibly muster. He goes, yeah, I concur with Kevin there. They thought
it was an all-time steal.
They thought they were getting just an incredible football player. Huey Richardson, so you do the approximate value stat on Pro Football Reference Pony. It's like a nice little counting number.
It's like NFL war.
Right. Huey Richardson, approximate value, zero. Literally, one of the worst players in team history. I'm trying to look up guys who played like more than a year who were just that bad, and there aren't too many, Pony, that are zero.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.